Claire Johnson, she of Mango Groove fame, with a tune called Nice to See You. And it's very nice to see Eamon Darling back in the studio on a Thursday afternoon for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And they knew you were here, Eamon, because already your fans are finding you on the cell phone.
Can you hear that, Dave? Sorry about that.
We're live, you know, and that's the essence of live, is anything can happen, and usually does. But we're here to talk today about a lovely bottle of Paardeberg Swartland. Now, I can't wait to hear Eamon pronouncing that. So, over to you, Eamon. What are we going to be drinking today?
So, Dave, it's, as you announced there now, it's from the Paardeberg, okay, from the Swartland, as we say, very dry, very hot, very humid area in the Cape, right back towards
Kimberley.
Towards Kimberley, where all the diamonds are. So now, we're going to be tasting the Chenin Blanc from Aubrey Badenhorst, the winemaker there. The vines go back to the 1960s, 70s, so they're old bush vines, Dave. So very small quantities of grapes will bear on these vines, very small, and all hand-picked. All hand-picked.
When you say bush vines, I mean they've been allowed to grow out and are now mature.
They'll be mature, but they won't be...
But they're not producing big fruit.
Not producing a lot of fruit, yeah. They'll be very small. They'll have a very big thick rootstock. Uh-huh. So come winter time, if you go there in the winter time, you think you were looking at a vineyard or a field full of just burnt stumps trees.
Okay.
Because that's what they look like. It was just like a big log, stumpy log sticking out of the ground. But what they produce is something else. Over them, and then it's all small berries, small Chenin Blanc grapes, and then goes into making the Saccateurs. Now, Aubrey Badenhorst, very big John Deere fanatic, loves John Deere tractors, got the John Deere hat, he's got a great big white beard on him, he really reminds me of Father Christmas.
Okay.
With the white beard, but very, very down to earth, and he's the kind of winemaker. When you're talking to him, if you like the wine, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it, and you're not going to get any.
Okay.
And if you do like it, and he doesn't like you, you're not going to get it.
Oh, really?
He's very fussy, but he's a hell of a nice person. Hell of a nice wine.
And clearly you guys get on, and that's why you've got stock.
We get everything that we need most from him.
Let's have a little taste, and then I'll be able to understand more about what it is that you have been describing, because ultimately that's what the wine is all about. It's what does it do for you?
And Chenin Blanc.
It's got a gorgeous. Can I describe it? Maybe it's just the very brightly coloured studio that I'm looking through the wine at. But for me, it has a hint of almost green.
Slight little bit of a green tint in it there, Dave. A little bit of you should get a little bit of flint honey, and maybe some white stone fruits coming through in the nose in that there. But it's, as you said there, it's got a slight little bit of a colour to it, which is not basically for Chenin Blancs, they're obviously clear most of the time. But a good Chenin Blanc like this, a lot of people say, and he even said it when he quoted, it's for a man Chenin Blanc, but it's not. It's for everybody. Uh-huh. It's for everybody, the Chenin Blanc.
So it does have a gorgeous, a very, very subtle hint of, as you say, the peach, the nectarine, the white stone fruit is there for sure.
Mm.
But I'm also getting a touch of that cut grass and
it's there. It's a slight little bit of steeliness, as what we'd say, maybe.
The oyster shell.
Yes.
Okay.
There you have it. Now you phrased it, Dave.
Ah.
But it's very clean. Very little acidity.
Lovely.
It just lingers.
It lingers without any particularly distressful aftertaste. Nice. That's what.
Yeah, some Chenins you can get with that are wooded, quite young. If you get a wooded Chenin, always try get an older vintage one. So maybe back to 2019 or 2018. With a wooded Chenin Blanc, they become a little bit more creamier, a little bit more butter, very like you'd get with an old Chardonnay.
Uh-huh.
You get that creaminess, that rich butterscotch coming through, but not in an old Chardonnay. You get that more creaminess on the side of it. But the wood tends to come through. It sneaks through from the back.
Okay.
In it. But it's one of those wines. It's a wine that... How would I describe it now? Very layered, very concentrated fruit, very elegant.
It is
on the palate.
It is elegant. It is. It's not a dry, as in the sense that it shrinks your or shrivels
yes,
your tongue.
Like a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc.
And yet,
Blanc
it's
would
not
be.
a fruity, sort of like grape juice sweet.
You get that flavour jumping out.
It sits perfectly in between the two and is quite. It's. I think the word that we use frequently on the show is beguiling, because it is like that.
It's
complex, yeah. And it's definitely a wine that works well on the when it's slightly on the chilled side, I would imagine.
It is, yeah. It has to be chilled. Yeah. We chilled it now, and I think you could actually chill it quite down a lot more than
I would imagine it could go down a couple of degrees, and I would imagine, I don't know, forgive me for even suggesting it, but... I don't think that would suffer too much if you added a block of ice to a glass. I know that's not your favourite idea, but you know a lot of folk do take ice in South Africa.
A lot of people do add ice, Dave. Yeah, they do.
And I don't think this would suffer terribly from that. I think it would. Just
I think it'll probably absorb that ice and dilute it a bit, and maybe open it up a little bit more. But I never put ice in my wine. I always make sure it's chilled.
Oh.
I think. When it comes to putting ice in the wine, if you're going to put ice in the wine, I would probably say look at a rosé, and a rosé, maybe a Shiraz or a Pinotage rosé, would take an ice cube.
Ah, oh.
It'll just soften them down, just open them a bit more and make them a little bit more subtle, because they could be quite dry. But with Chenin, well, a lot of people make spritzers with Chenin.
There you go. So spritzer, and then nothing wrong with a little soda and a touch of ice to give it the tinkle, and you've got yourself a party in a glass.
That's it. Dave, yourself for Christmas.
If you're a serious wine aficionado, this will suit you. I think it will suit you very well. But if you're a happy, festive season wine drinker, you would like it more as an aperitif that you can, a long cooler, so to speak.
That's it. I think every day Chenin Blanc, this one will be. It's got concentrated fruit, but compact fruit in it, but opens up slightly. Hot day, perfect. Doesn't have to have food. Go on its own, and I think it'd be perfect.
So there it is. What are we talking about on the shelf at the moment, price wise?
Dave, for a Chenin at that price, there, $115.
Okay. So it's very well priced.
It's very well priced at that for that price of it, and from what's in the bottle, from the farm that it comes from, and from the age of the vines, going back what to the 60s, 70s. Yeah.
And listening to your legend up front, it's not every vintner that is able to lay their hands on stock. So fortunately, here in Bolito at Tops, there is stock currently of the magnificent Secateurs vintage white wine from the Badenhorst family, the Chenin Blanc from the Paardeberg Swartland. Yes. And what a lovely glass of wine we've enjoyed on the Tops wine. Now, there's more wine flowing across the way at the studios, I believe.
Yes, Dave. Because it's first now, Thursday. Yeah, it's first Thursday. It's our last first Thursday for this year for 2024. And we are doing MCCs. So we've got a range of them, four tables. So we're going to have Lomerins will be there. Crone will be there. Spear will be there. And it's Crone, Lomerins, Spear, and Jacques Brière from Bon Courage.
Ooh.
So they're all going to be present there. So you'll be able to taste and maybe decide maybe what you want to choose for Christmas at First Thursday this evening. So that's from 5 to 8.
And is there stock for sale at the tasting, or is it just simply a tasting?
It'll be simply a tasting, but there's order forms there, so it's on special. You can buy it on a special price and pick it up from the store in the next couple of days. We'll phone you when the stock has arrived for you. So it's very reasonably priced, very good reasonably priced that we've done the order sheets and the prices that are very, very good there. So if you're not doing anything, pop along. Plus the gallery, I believe, is being extended
I was there earlier and I was terribly impressed. It really has opened up and it's become, initially it was always snug, pretty tight, and you couldn't get any much perspective, but you couldn't stand back and look at a piece, for example. Now you can, it makes a huge difference. It's gorgeous. I really think you'll enjoy what you see when you get there. And if you're listening to this and wondering about popping in, you'll be most welcome. And there's entertainment, live entertainment. There's, as Eamon has explained, the sparkling wines to select from at enormously good prices that you can order in time for Christmas. And the stock will be delivered to Tops at Lifestyle, where you can collect as soon as it arrives. There's food. There's good company. You'll be in the manner to which you have become accustomed, plus tonight at First Thursday.
And Dave, just to let everybody know, everybody that's out there now with our Lifestyle Super Spa and Lifestyle Tops, we have gone into Christmas season now, so we have extended all our shopping hours. So Lifestyle Super Spa, Monday to Sunday, they close at 8 o'clock now in the evening time. Tops now, unfortunately, we're a bit of a few restrictions there, but Monday to Friday we are open 8 to 8, Saturdays are 8 to 5, and Sunday 10 to half past 3. Unfortunately, we'd love to go later on the Saturday and the Sunday, but unfortunately, liquor laws stop us from doing that. So that's just a reminder, because I hate when Sunday and Saturday comes and we have to close at those times, because
and you see people standing outside that are just almost there, but it's
a lot of people
are miscalculated. So don't be that person, folks. You know, just understand that there are laws that we have to obey and abide by. Just keep it tidy, as they say, and we're going to have a marvelous festive season. Eamon will keep the drinks flowing. It's a guarantee.
Definitely, Dave.
And we'll see you again in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week.
Wine of the Week next week, and hopefully we'll get something spectacular.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Here's the Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love.